Welcome to It's a Cold Game Podcast. I'm your host, Scooby. This podcast is not for the weak. It is not for the weak. So enter at your own risk. I speak on every topic I can think of. Relationships, politics, real life events, urban news that's in the community, any and everything. So don't get offended by the things I say. And if you do get offended, oh well, you'll be all right. And if you're not all right, just text me, 925-497-1161. That's 925-497-1161. If you have a question, want to get on an episode, or want to argue, hit me up. See you inside. Deuce.
Like, you see it on my face that I have the attitude? Like, why keep asking me that? Like, I just don't understand. Like, if you see that I'm visibly frustrated, why not just leave me alone and leave the situation alone? I don't want to talk about it because I'm done talking about it. Like, you gonna meet a nigga named Leroy. Leroy gonna go upside your head. Leroy ain't playing that shit. Leroy is not playing that shit. So sometimes it's best to leave a situation alone. Yes, I have an attitude. Yes, you visibly see that I have an attitude. So why keep asking me, do I have an attitude?
What's up with y'all? Welcome to It's a Cold Game Podcast. You know, we back in this thing. We back in this thing for probably about the... How long we been in here? Like, this is probably the 33rd. Come on now. This is probably the 38th or 39th time. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we back in here. Hope everybody doing good. Doing great. Everybody mental doing good. That's all I can say. You know, hope everybody mental is doing good. You know, because there's a lot of shit going on in this world. I ain't going to even hold you. But let's get to it. Kicks of the week. I'm gonna try not to forget. Kicks of the week. These are some old ass Vans I got. You know, they ain't nothing. It's a light day. Light day. Light day. They different for sure though. They different for sure. But yeah, if y'all see my son, he over here playing the game. On my little gaming setup and shit, you know. But yeah, don't pay him no attention. He just be making hella noise. Like, hella noise. Like, that shit irritating. He know I'm doing this. Like, if you're gonna be making hella noise, hey, go in the room, you know. But yeah, let's get into it. So I'm pretty sure if y'all haven't seen it, I'm finna tell you about it. I got a couple things to get off your chest today. So, they got six hoes went to by the moon or by Earth. They went to outer space. Like, it's so crazy because social engineering is real. Like, social engineering is real. Like, I'm pretty sure y'all all probably think that them hoes went to outer space. Like, it's just crazy. Like, people believe anything if it's on TV. Like, the CGI was great on that. Like, they just lying to y'all, man. I thought you had to go through hoops and loops to get to outer space. You know what I'm saying? I thought you had to do things to get out of space. Not like this. Like, hey, blood, you trying to go to outer space today? That's what it seemed like they did. Hey, blood. Hey, Gail, you trying to go to space? Katie, you trying to go to space too? And whoever the other hoes was, you feel me? Like, people believe anything. I thought it was a process to get to outer space. I didn't know it was like this. You know what I'm saying? And then when they landed, They opened the door from the inside. I thought you needed a special tool or something like that. Or it's something to where you can't open the door right away when you land. You can't open the door. Like, and they opened it from the inside, and then the dude came to the door and was like, he whispered like, "Nah, blood, you can't be doing that because we on camera." That's what it seemed like. This the whole little setup. It's just like, we just believe anything. And then they taking pictures and shit. They video and shit. Like, look, blood. Y'all see the earth right here? Like, y'all see the earth right here? Like, they looking out the window. Y'all see the earth? Like, bruh, we can't believe anything we see. We can't believe anything we hear. Like, for real. That shit crazy. Like, I hope y'all do y'all due diligence and really research what really happened. You know what I'm saying? Even though they ain't gonna say it, but y'all smart in YouTube land. Y'all smart, bro. That shit was fake. And then the signs of it was a phlebotomy sign. Like, a phlebotomy is the devil horns and all that. If you turn that motherfucker upside down, it's the devil horn. So, like, this shit just crazy. Like, everything be right in y'all face, but y'all just see what y'all want to see. Like, if I wasn't up on my shit, I would believe the same thing. I ain't gonna hold you. Like, a couple years ago, I would be like, "Hey, blood, y'all see them females that went to Earth? I mean, that one went to outer space?" Like, I probably would believe that shit too if I didn't know no better. But I do know better. Like, shit crazy. But, and then another thing. So I seen on Instagram, in Texas, they passed a law where you gotta have pre-child support, pre-birth child support. That's exactly what it's called, pre-birth child support. I feel sorry for all the niggas in Texas. Like, you gotta pay child support even though the baby not even here. That's crazy. So if your baby mama don't like you, she could put you on child support even though the baby not even here. You could be supporting that child and the child ain't even here, which is crazy. That's crazy. Paying on child support. Look, it's so cold because, look, you know, miscarriages happen. You know what I'm saying? Sterile babies happen. So what if you paying child support for the first 9 months, and then all of a sudden something happened to the baby? So she just sitting on her ass getting a check for no reason. Like, man, the government cold. Like, they want us to be on child support. They want us to be on child support so bad. Like, she don't even have to work during pregnancy. She don't have to do nothing but collect this check. Like, I think that's the coldest shit I done seen so far. That you gotta pay for a baby that ain't even here yet. It's hard enough paying for a baby that's already here, but paying for a baby that's not even here yet, it's crazy. It's crazy, man. You paying for doctor visits. You paying for, like, I don't give a fuck if it's $50 a month, $100 a month before this little motherfucker here. You shouldn't be paying nothing until the baby get here. You shouldn't be paying anything until the baby get here. Honestly. It's a cold game we living in, man. It's a cold game. Like my podcast, it's a cold game out here in these streets, man. I ain't gonna even hold you. When I seen that, I'm like, man, they just got it out for the niggas, straight up. You can't put a female on child support. Like, I ain't never seen a man be on putting a female on child support. I think we should do it. We should do more of it. Shit, if y'all passing bills like this, and I don't even stay in Texas, but it's just cold how It's just cold how it is, though. It is. But let's get into the topic. The topic for today is just leave situations alone. If you just leave situations alone, a lot of shit won't happen. A lot of shit won't happen. Just leave situations alone. Like, I give you an example. Like, if I got an attitude and we was in an argument or something like that, just leave me alone. Like, it's okay to leave a person alone sometime. Like, I don't want to be bothered. Like, and you still want to run your mouth talking. Like, women, you just got to learn to leave the shit alone. Like, if I say, if you ask me, oh, you got an attitude, huh? Like, nah, I ain't got no attitude. You got an attitude, huh? Don't you got an attitude? Like, you gonna make me catch an attitude because you keep asking me, do I got an attitude? Like, why do you keep asking me, do I got an attitude if I'm telling you no? Like, you see it on my face that I have an attitude. Like, why keep asking me that? Like, I just don't understand. Like, if you see that I'm visibly frustrated, why not just leave me alone and leave the situation alone? I don't want to talk about it because I'm done talking about it. Like, you going to meet a nigga named Leroy and Leroy going to go upside your head. Leroy ain't playing that shit. Leroy is not playing that shit. So sometimes it's best to leave a situation alone. Yes, I have an attitude. Yes, you visibly see that I have an attitude. So why keep asking me, do I have an attitude? Like, I just don't get it. I don't get it. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Straight up. Leave me alone. No, I don't want to be bothered. For real. Like, and it that shit gets frustrating and it gets irritating. Like, in my head, I'm like, damn. Why this bitch keep talking? Why this bitch just keep going on and on and on and on when I've been stopped talking about the situation? I don't know. Maybe I'm tripping. Maybe it's me. But just leave the situation alone. For real. Leave it alone. Like, sometimes people don't want to talk about certain things. Like, for real. Like, just say, like, if a death happened, somebody died. You know what I'm saying? Just in general, somebody died. You know what I'm saying? And you don't know what happened. You trying to figure it out. You don't know what happened. And then you talking to the source. You can get it from the source. But the source like, nah, blood, I don't want to talk about it. But I just want to know what happened. Why that happened to him. Like, nah, I don't want to talk about it. But you keep asking them. Like, oh, what happened? Like, damn, leave me the fuck alone. Obviously, I'm still hurt about the situation. Why do you keep asking me about what happened? Like, you want to figure out the facts that damn bad? Oh, I know this happened, but I'm just trying to see your side. Man, I just told your ass that I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to be bothered. I still miss that person. You feel me? I still miss this person, and I don't feel like talking about it. Like, that shit don't make no sense. It don't. Like, you got to leave people alone. You got to leave people alone. Like, just because they don't want to talk about it and you do, just figure it out. Like, you can see on a person's face if they want to talk about a situation or not. Like, you can see it on their face if they want to talk about it or not.
if they change the subject, you should know. Common sense will tell you they don't want to talk about it. Oh, I'm just trying to see what happened. Obviously, they still hurt about that person. That shit still eats them up inside. You know what I'm saying? Like, just stop. And then it'd be wrong for a motherfucker to flash on you. You was like, I was just only asking them. But you kept asking them and kept asking and kept asking. And they told you the same answer over and over and over again. Like, are you stupid? You must be stupid. Like, and then you want to get mad at me for being mad at you? Nigga, I told you, just stop it. Like, that shit be crazy. How a motherfucker could get mad at you when you get mad at you when you in the wrong. How you gonna get mad at me when you in the wrong? How you gonna argue with me about something you did to me? How is you gonna be mad at me for something you did to me? That's crazy, ain't it? And that shit go on every day. It go on every day. Don't get mad at me for something you did to me. That's stupid. Like, just say for a family, if you had a family barbecue, a get together, we don't say picnic. Back in the day, they called picnic was pick a nigga. So we don't say picnic. We do not say picnic. We say get together. Family event or something. We do not say picnic. So yeah, you had a family get together or something, and you know for a fact it's always this one cousin, one uncle that you don't like. So why put yourself in that position and be around that person, knowing something gonna happen? Get yourself, stay away from that person, stay away from that cousin, stay away from that uncle. Just stay away and leave the situation alone so nothing don't happen. Straight up. It used to be, oh, is such and such gonna be there? Nah, blood, I ain't coming. That nigga always doing something. It's cool to leave a situation alone. Leave it where it's at. You know what I'm saying? Leave it where it's at. For real. It's crazy. But that's just the way people are. Like, it is. I thought I had some more shit. But it's like, you don't have to explain to nobody why you leave. You don't have to explain to nobody what happened. If you want to say something, you would say something. But we grown here. You don't have to tell a motherfucker why you leaving the family barbecue early. You don't have to tell a person why you getting off the phone. You don't have to tell a person why you leaving the house. Like, obviously it's something that I don't like. Obviously you didn't did something, and you know you did something. So why would I keep putting myself in this situation? And then that leads to other things. Police being called. I was trying to leave, but she kept holding me. And then they lie on you. Now you're going to jail for simply leaving. Some women don't want you to leave. They want to argue you up and down. Argue you up and down. Man, fuck this. I'm gone. Get you strangling you. You ain't going nowhere. Why I can't leave? I'm trying to leave this situation. Like, I'm trying to leave. Why you don't want to let me leave? Like, it ain't that deep. We too old for that. We too old for that. If I'm leaving, just let me leave. Like, for real. That shit weird. So, man, leave bad situations. It's always tomorrow. It's always tomorrow. Always tomorrow.
Shit.
If y'all get in an argument, just, you feel me, and it's getting heated, just leave. We can always come back tomorrow and talk about it again while nobody going to jail. You don't have to put your hands on each other. You don't.
You know what I'm saying? You don't have to put your hands on me for in order for you to get your point across. For real. That's why I like being on the phone, because I can just tell her if it's something I don't like, or if it's some stupid shit I don't like to hear, oh, I'll call you later. Bye. Deuce. Like, for real. That's the type of person I am. Shit, I don't like what they're hearing, and I know it's some stupid shit, and I know I'm right. And or they say some dumb shit, click, I'll talk to you later. My mama on the other line. My son on the other line. Or you don't even have to lie. Just be like, shit, I don't feel like talking no more. I'll talk to you later. That later for me is probably like the three or four days. You feel me? I'll call you in a couple days. I'll text you in a few days or something. You know, I don't have time for no stupid shit. I'm trying to get some money. I don't have time for no dumb shit. Like, I like intelligent conversation. I like to have conversation with women that actually make sense. Like, don't be on the phone talking to me about no dumb shit. I don't want to hear nothing about no fucking celebrities. I don't want to hear that shit. You seen this on the celeb, man? Click, I'll talk to you later. You seen that new show? I'm 35. Well, I'm 36 years old. I don't want to hear nothing about no goddamn celebrity. They ain't put no money in my pocket. You feel me? Like, that's all I got to say, man. So leave situations alone. You feel me? Leave situations alone. That's it. Let's get to memes of the week. Memes of the week. Dating apps really humble you when you see who tries to match with you. that's crazy. Dating apps really humble you when you see who tries to match with you. That's true. Being an adult is a little out of my price range right now. That's part of being an adult. Being an adult is a little out of my price range right now. Cheating on someone that has been with you through it all, been loyal, held you down for someone that just has a nice body is wild. That is true. Let me read that again. Cheating on someone that has been with you through it all, loyal, held you down for someone that just has a nice body is wild. That's true. Damn, I act like I can't read on that one. But yeah, this one kind of short. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. It's a Cold Game podcast. I'm your host, Scooby. And we out this time. Y'all go like, comment, and subscribe. It doesn't hurt to like, comment, and subscribe. It don't. If you don't subscribe or like or comment, I think you're a hater. If you're going to look at it, why not like, comment, subscribe? You know what I'm saying? Don't be a hater. Don't be on that bullshit. We too old to be being haters. So, deuce. All right, y'all. Y'all been listening to It's a Cold Game podcast. We're coming to the end. So if you like what you heard, tell a friend and tell that friend to tell a friend about this podcast. If you want to argue, get on the episode, or want to give me topics, or give me some advice, hit me up, 925-497-1161. Until next time, deuce.